This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 29, 2017. Mayor Marcos writes in today's Salem News, the bill just keeps growing for the city of Peabody ever since an electrical fire last spring knocked the city's main water treatment plant out of service. Getting the Coolidge Avenue Water Treatment Plant up and running will cost even more than first expected as the facility is upgraded to meet state requirements, which call for the plant to be up to code from the time of the fire, according to project consultants. The insurance company has estimated a total cost of $3.3 million in damages. Weston & Sampson consultant Leah Stanton told city councilors on Thursday, "We're working on improvements as minimal as possible, but there will be extra costs the city needs to bear above and beyond the insurance estimate. The insurance claim will cover the full replacement of the plant, plus about $1 million for related costs, such as extra water charges and certain improvements." Much more on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Mary Marcos. Lynn will be exploring dredging the harbor to lead to economic benefits. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that with just hours before the deadline, Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy has agreed to fund a study to dredge the harbor and potentially unlock millions of dollars for the city. Quote, "This feasibility study will help provide the properties along the South Harbor portion of the Lynnway with the potential to accommodate deep water vessels for marinas, moorings, and their access to open water," said Kennedy in a statement. "Like moving the power lines is another precursor for development along our waterfront." On Wednesday, U.S. Representative Seth Moulton expressed concern that the mayor was dragging her heels on signing the deal and urged her to approve the measure. Quote, "This project is critical to Lynn's economic development, but the holdup is the mayor," said the Massachusetts Democrat. "We have reached out to her repeatedly and not received a response. This is millions of dollars in federal funds for the city, and all she needs to do is sign the agreement by Friday, or we will lose the money." Kennedy declined to be interviewed. At issue is $440,000 in federal funds for a feasibility study to explore the creation of a new Lynn Harbor channel that would connect the harbor to the Saugus River. The city came up with $100,000 from the state's Community Mitigation Fund, another $120,000 from the federal block grant program, and the Army Corps of Engineering has pledged $220,000, according to James Marsh, the Department of Community Development director for the city of Lynn. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, I'm Bill Newell, MSO News Sports.
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, retail pot shops could open their doors in several of Salem's business and industrial zoned areas, but under a raft of regulations city officials are now reviewing, those shops would not be allowed in downtown Salem or any of the city's other residential areas. The city council sent several orders and ordinance changes that would enable recreational pot sales in Salem to various committees Thursday night for further review. City leaders have been working since May to develop a set of ordinance changes that would enable recreational marijuana sales and other related facilities, cultivation, manufacturing, and testing, in Salem. Zoning rules, as proposed, would not create any new zones, but rather place such use in certain existing areas, such as business sectors that allow package stores. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll also wants to establish a local tax of up to 3% on all marijuana-related sales on top of a sales tax and place a cap on the number of pot shops in the city. That would be set at 20% of the number of package stores, which would amount to 4 pot shops. More in the story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, anyone expecting to buy recreational marijuana at a retail store in Gloucester by next summer will have to wait an extra 6 months. Gloucester City Council has approved a moratorium that will carry through December 31, 2018, before essentially allowing any stores to sell pot for recreational purposes over the counter within the city. The state is allowing retail sales on July 1. The moratorium was decided by a Tuesday night vote and represents the council's clearest choice other than to allow retail sales in blanket fashion beginning in July, or to ask city voters whether sales should be banned or if other aspects of the recreational pot legalization law approved by Massachusetts voters last November should be changed. The moratorium buys the city time to allow the state's Cannabis Commission to outline any local mandates regarding zoning or other issues in a report that's not due until March. More in the story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.